Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by UConn Health. Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, we tip our hats to everyone at UConn Health, the nurses, the doctors, the support staff. Great job. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And it is time to get ugly, some dirty laundry for this Tuesday. What's going on?
Well, good news if you're fans of Love is Blind. Netflix announced they have ordered season 2 and season 3. Yoo-hoo!
I've heard Love is Blind, so good for them.
Yeah, it's a great show. So they're currently casting in Chicago, which I'm like, okay, aren't you guys supposed to be on lockdown too? But maybe not. And it's going to air in 2021, and Vanessa Nicholson will return as the host of the show. So let's see, Maren Morris gave birth yesterday.
Yes, she did, along with her husband, Ryan Hurd. Their first baby, Hayes Andrew Hurd. So congratulations to the happy Nashville couple.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, they're actually doing something nice. They've decided to waive the rent for their tenants.
Fantastic.
I know, those guys have so much money, so it's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, and of course, Rihanna donated $5 million to fight the virus. So
yep.
We tip our hat to her. So hopefully a lot of these really rich people can help people that don't, you know, are living paycheck to paycheck out a little bit here.
Oh, I know. And then Elon Musk, he has delivered the 1,000 ventilators that he promised to Los Angeles. So that's a good thing, too.
Nice.
Do you hear the 17-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg? She's claiming that she believes that she had coronavirus.
Yeah, she had a recent trip to Europe. I hope she rode over there. I hope she didn't take a plane. God forbid we have any pollution from this. But anyways, she's tired. She has a shiver, sore throat, and a cough. Her dad had the same symptoms, but they were a little more intense. So she says she's feeling better now.
And then Oprah banned Stedman because he didn't take great precautions with COVID-19. He was flying, too.
Yeah, Oprah had pneumonia late last year. She just got off her antibiotics. She's like, you know, my immune system's a little down. Stedman was kind of like, everything, you know, this is no big deal. But I guess he just was speaking in St. Louis when he got back to Chicago. Stedman, you're going to the guest house.
Which is probably bigger than yours and my house put together.
He's like, wait a minute. I don't have to listen to her crap. I'm there. I'm going to fly more often.
I know. It's like, how many divorces will we see from this whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I just thought? Wow, so the dating pool might be bigger when this is all over for me, at least.
Yeah, but you don't want to be the rebound girl.
No,
you want to be
no.
just the, you know,
That's
the
true.
Party girl.
No, I don't
know. Then,
no.
you know, maybe by next year, you can go for the real long term.
Yeah, what's another year, Shark, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get yeah, when all these divorces come down late this year, you don't want to be right
no,
there.
The rebound. No.
Yeah, you want let's go out and have fun, but you don't want to be the rebound girl. That's just my advice.
Oh, trust
me. I could
be
totally wrong.
Oh,
here.
No, you're not wrong. I've been through that. It's like you were got all divorced right. when? Oh, a couple months ago. Yeah, you ain't ready. Next.
Yeah, exactly. So just have fun with the new divorcees in the fall season.
Hopefully, we're awful.
Hopefully we'll be able to get less than 6 feet from each other at that point.
Jeez, I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
Oh, well.
Can you imagine?
No,
think about it.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm by myself anyway, so it really doesn't matter when I'm home. So.
I know. Yeah, that's a good point. So you and Teddy, I mean, it's not like it's affecting your life,
no,
really.
No, not at all. So I told my friend today, I go, really, social distancing, I've been doing it for quite a while now. I come to work, there's nobody here. I'm like, yeah, I'm by myself all the time, so.
Gina is very well adjusted being on her home.
Exactly.
Being on her own, she's very well adjusted. It's not affecting her at all.